Jim, it's Yvonne. Can I come in?
Yvonne Baginski, founder of Share the Care, knocks on the door of 82-year-old Jim Robbins.
How you doing?
I'm a little lonesome.
So, you know, we've been working on your getting you some more help at home.
Robbins is dying of a heart aneurysm. Baginski visits Jim in his tiny, rundown 45-foot fifth-wheel trailer at Miller Mobile Home Park in Napa almost every week.
Brought you some licorice because I know that you like it. You got that sweet tooth.
Baginski is greeted with a big smile from Robbins, who has visibly lost most of his teeth. Robbins is smart, funny, and still has all his wits about him. He was a plane mechanic during the Korean War and worked as a carpenter as a younger man. His hardship started when he got sick without children or family to help him.
Well, I had a stroke about 11 years ago that started all of this. That every time I have an exam, they find something else is wrong with me. Then I've got an aneurysm that I could die any day from. So that's the story of my life.
Robin's aneurysm is the size of an orange next to his heart. The doctors gave him 12 months to live. It's been 18 months. He was born in Salt Lake City and raised by his two aunts and two uncles. He says he never knew his parents.
They just didn't want me, I guess.
Robin says he's used to being alone and tries not to dwell on those things. His trailer is dark and overcrowded. He passes time watching a lot of YouTube shows like National Geographic now that he can't walk so well. And he enjoys a good cigar.
And then I was sitting here by myself, and I said, well, wouldn't a good cigar taste good? So I bought some cigars, and, well, I have to die from something.
Share the Care visited Jim the first time when they heard he had no window in his bedroom and had been living for a year or so with a blanket to cover it.
I'd forgotten about the window.
Share the Care repaired the window with plastic sheeting.
Pretty soon we started visiting more often, and we got Fran from Molly's Angels to do telephone calls, so he met Fran. And then they also give him rides to the doctor when he needs a ride to the doctor. So Jim started getting a little cadre of people around him, right? And pretty soon, life got a little better.
I have a lot of people around that are making my life really pleasant. But almost everyone has been really kind to me. Didn't know that there's that much goodwill around. So this is a new experience for me, even 82 years old. I didn't know there were people like this around.
For 18 years, Baginski was the publisher of a directory of resources for older adults called Born to Age before she started Share the Care. Baginski says many of the current programs operating for older adults focus on medical and nutritional needs. Volunteers drop off meals and merely say hi and leave. They're not trained to see what's actually going on, says Baginski. They don't focus on what people need the most, kindness and connection.
One of the things that Jim and I talk about a lot is loneliness, because I think it's not just being home alone all day that makes you lonely. It's the inability to really connect with people.
Baginski says Share the Care has developed into a program that meets people where they're at. She says they know the people they care for, and the people know that they care, like Jim Robbins. The program has changed her life into a life of service. She says every day is different, and she never knows what to expect.
And one of the things I think Jim and I have done is just in our conversations is we have connected. There was one time when he was playing a beautiful song on the computer, and we both sat here and it just brought us tears because it was a beautiful. That Edie Gourmet song was so lovely in Spanish.
Share the Care is a portal into the reality of life that's rarely seen in the day-to-day hustle and bustle. Those moments when you can lift the spirit of someone, like Jim, with a simple act of kindness. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I'm Karen Argood.
Tanta vida yo te di, que por fuerzas te ya, sopor a mí.